This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tidy, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sure is. Welcome to Monday, Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello, how are we all today?
Great, Tommy Little.
Isn't it exciting when the wheels have fallen off our week and we haven't even started our show on Monday? Oh, tune in by Thursday if you want to hear some real broken humans holding themselves together by the thinnest of threads.
I love when we laugh, but we're at the point where we're laughing. We're so, like, delirious. We're not sure even what we're laughing about.
The
anymore.
Only way I can tell the difference is if your eyes are leaking. The laugh is the same between crying and laughing.
Remember
at this point?
When I used to hold my belly when I was pregnant? That was a sign of a good one. I just can't do that anymore. It's a bit weird.
Just holding your belly now, it's a real drift into old age, I reckon.
Surprising that I am laughing.
Yeah, I know.
Because on the outside I'm laughing, but inside I am fuming.
Yes, I've heard. I've heard.
Yeah, I've been venting to you for the last 3 hours.
Your partner.
I'm probably venting to the wrong person though, aren't I?
Would you? No.
I guess you're not meant to vent to the person responsible for the pain, eh?
Oh, and as I've just mentioned, we are struggling as a team, so anything that's content is a good thing at the moment. Up next, is Bickmore going to leave her partner? You'll find out. Once again, not sure if that was tears or laughter.
Delirious.
Yeah, okay.
All right, it's going to be a good show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, Carrie Bickmore with the moves. Shakira, whenever, wherever it is, Carrie and Tommy across
heard
the country.
That tune for a while.
Just before Carrie gets into why she is furious, coming up on the show a little bit later on.
Gosh, she sounds furious. I've never seen someone so belly angry. Down so furiously to a bit of whenever, wherever.
Hey,
look
show
at
coming up.
Sus
we are
humble.
Announcing a massive prize on the show after four this afternoon. Huge prize. Stick around.
I think that's enough. Just bang another Shakira tune on, eh?
The one she did for the World Cup, that was a good tune.
Whenever.
No, you wherever. Know the one she did? You should know. You're a soccer guy, Buzz. Remember the World
I
Cup?
Watched the soccer,
here
not the
we go.
No.
Ole, ole,
that's
ole.
Not her.
Let's get loud. No. Let's get loud. J-Lo. Look at my breasts are so small.
I think she's headlining Super Bowl with J-Lo.
Is she? Where'd you hear that? Hey, because stop
the Waka Waka.
You're furious.
That was Shakira.
Which
you're
one?
Furious.
It's called Waka Waka. Not in the system. Mustn't have been that good.
It was a really good song. You find it. At
Waka
some
Waka.
Point today, we're going to play a Waka Waka.
Great. We'll get that on soon.
Because you're furious. Come on.
Furious.
I've already called your partner because you're so furious.
No, I think I'm delirious because I'm tired. I've been up four nights in a row with Addie who hasn't slept. I don't know what's wrong with her.
You tried a Shakira tune.
I actually put on acoustic covers at 3 a.m. the other night just to try and get her to stop crying.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a big fan of Ed Sheeran acoustically. Send her right to sleep. Not sure if that's what he wants. But anyway, it was a big weekend. I decided I'd go and visit my cousin interstate, that I'd take the two little girls on my own. Big mistake.
Why did you decide this?
Well, because Chris was going away with 10 mates to Byron for a boys' weekend.
His annual boys' weekend.
His annual boys' weekend.
How'd the last one go?
Really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I remember the same level of fury that you've got now.
Well, certain, anyway, that's another issue.
Okay.
So I thought I'd go visit my cousin and take the two kids. It was hectic. It was me with the Bjorn, the porticot, a four-year-old who might have a tantrum at any given
time. When you say the Bjorn, I'm assuming you mean...
The baby in the Bjorn.
Oh, I thought you meant from ABBA. That was a weird crew you were rocking with.
15-kilo backpack on. We get to the Sydney where we're going and our luggage is lost. So then I've got no nappies, no formula, no nothing.
And nothing for Addie.
Nothing. It eventually arrived like 4 hours later. I wanted a bottle at that point. That would have really calmed me down. Anyway, then we get home yesterday, get off the plane and she's got a rash from head to toe. So then I'm at the doctor's with her rash. And it was a very stressful weekend. And I was venting to you before because... Chris was away on a warm weekend in Byron and before he left on Thursday, I said, oh, I would love a girls' weekend like that.
Mm.
He said, you're having a girls' weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? A weekend with two kids, one 10 months old and one four.
The rashy little one.
The rashy little one. It's not a girls' weekend.
No.
10 guys in Byron with no curfew and no wives around.
One of them could have ended up with a rash. Could have been a similar thing.
Anyway, and I just found it amusing that he thinks that that's a cool thing to say to a woman before he heads off on a four-day boys' trip. You're having a girls' weekend this weekend.
You're saying amusing now, but you were so angry. I've called him and I've bargained on your behalf.
You bargained on it?
Yes. We did have a bit of light chit chat at the start.
Have you got me a girl's trip?
Well, we did have a bit of light chit chat at the start, but then I got stuck straight in.
Vickers said to me that she said, it's so great you're going on a boys' weekend, and she then said the words, I'd love to go on a girls' weekend, and you responded, despite the fact that she was with a baby and then Evie, Evie wouldn't stop screaming. She lost her luggage on the trip and Addie broke out in a rash. And you said to her, despite all that, you said to her, you are having a girls' weekend.
Well, they're all girls.
I think that was the backup comment that really tipped her over the edge.
They had a great time. Ask Evie.
Did you regret the comment when it came out of your mouth?
I think it was unwise.
Yeah.
I don't feel I'm miles wide of the mark. I reckon she had close to as good a time in Sydney as I did in Byron.
I reckon that comment's unwise as well.
Okay, well, can you scratch that one?
No, I can't. It's on the tape, mate. So hang on. Do you want to apologise for what you said, or are you standing by it? Because at the moment you're in the middle.
I feel like I've been left with little choice. I'm definitely sorry that I made it sound like my weekend was as hard as her weekend. I just meant that she was going to have a great time with the girls and her cousin, who she doesn't get to see as much as she wanted. And if you look on Instagram, they're having a great time.
And so does Carrie still get a girls' weekend away in lieu for whenever she wants?
My word.
Does she get two?
You can come over and help me look after you. Yeah, the boys.
Yeah, the boys. Frantically Google searches nannies so we can go out. So there you go. You've got two girls' weekends away.
Thank you.
Anytime. Let's do calls on this. 131060. What did you say to your partner that was unwise?
Yes, you instantly regretted it.
You went, that was unwise.
It's just dumb.
Unwise.
And especially just before you're about to leave.
Very unwise.
Anyway.
Give us a call, 131060. Bit like what Chris said. What did you say to your partner that was just unwise?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bit of Shakira, Waka Waka.
This is the song I was saying, the World Cup song. It's so fun.
Also known as Welcome to Africa.
No, I'm into it. I'm into it. Yeah. But Bickmore, you're sounding a bit too excited because you're meant to be furious.
It's hard to stay furious at him. Yeah. He's very sweet.
Chris said to you something that he admits was a bit unwise after...
Well, before he was going on a boys' trip to Byron at the weekend with 10 friends and I was going to go on a flight with a 10-month-old and a 4-year-old.
Yep.
And I'd been up for 4 nights in a row with Adelaide.
Yep.
I said, I want a girls' trip too. And he said, you're having a girls' trip this weekend.
Yes. And then he backed it up by saying, well, they're all girls.
It's just dumb.
Unwise. Unwise. Francesca, what did you say to your partner that was unwise?
More about what my husband says to me, often, actually. Okay. So I've got a 6-year-old and 3-year-old twins.
And oh, my God.
As I work, but he will often say that him working full-time is much harder than what I have to do.
And do you just give him the kids then?
Yeah, I pretty much just take off and leave him with them and then I constantly get texts, where are you?
Do you know, Francesca, I actually had that thought last night. I was waiting for Chris to come home and feeding time was an absolute nightmare. Addie wouldn't let me put her down and I was just so looking forward to going to work today. And I was like, no wonder if you're at home full time and Dad comes in the door, you're like, here is all of them. I'll be in my room. Don't come get me.
The only time
we can go on that girls trip and leave our partners with.
Oh, you can come, Francesca. Hey. We'll do it together.
I'm in.
This is just spitballing on air, Francesca, but that's a good idea.
Fun.
Why don't we get
mums? We organise a giant girls trip.
Mums from all around the country.
Yeah.
And you get to go on a girls trip.
Amazing.
And, of course, I'm keen to push this idea because I don't have any kids that I'm going to have to look after. And so I'm happy for you guys.
Help out, though.
Yes, good idea, Francesca.
Francesca, we've had about enough of that.
With each of your families that come.
The workshop's over, I reckon. Let's go to Carly. Carly, what did your partner say that was unwise?
Hello. Well, after 40 hours of labour with our first child, my husband, who is a farmer, turned around and said to me, oh, no different to a cow, really. I should have bought the tractor and get it over and done with quicker.
Jeez. And Carly, how did that go?
Didn't go down too well.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine it would have. Carly, with your fury, I think you're pushing buttons with your face.
I know. I'm yeah, still remembering it.
Good on you, Carly. Thanks for getting involved.
Oh, that would infuriate me. Ethan, Ethan, what did you say to your missus that was unwise?
We were getting ready for dinner and we were going to go to the movies. And she was having one of those days. Yeah, I was living there. I was feeling a bit self-conscious. Do I look okay? Mm-hmm. And full of innocence, straight off the bat, said, oh, you look loose.
You've looked worse.
Oh, that's like one-on-one relationship stuff, Ethan. Yeah.
Did you still go out that night?
No, I offered to cook her dinner, I think. I think that was sort of the wise thing to do.
Good on you, Ethan. Let's finish up. Naomi, what did your partner say that was unwise?
I asked him if he'd, that we should die after to renew our wedding vows, and he turned around and said to me, I never make the same mistake twice. We are still married.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy right across Australia here for Tradie Baby Zipsters, now available at Big W and Best and Less with Tradie Baby. Ooh. May Tiny Tough.
This is great timing that they're back on board because Addie's grown out of the one she was in when they were last on board. We need a new stash.
Yeah. I'm
they're awesome.
I'm rocking my Tradie Jocks right now.
No, I'm actually rocking mine too, which is weird because I forgot they're on board today, but it's like we're a real team Tradie.
We're committed.
Undies.
Not that they're coming around and doing spot checks. They're not sticking their head in the door and going.
You, every day you must wear our underpants.
Rip the dacks off.
We'll
show us what you're packing.
If they aren't wearing their dacks.
I forgot today.
Big show to come.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, that's right. I'll take a buzzy.
This is me. This is the tease bit where I do this bit. That's fine. A huge prize we've got to announce after 4 o'clock this afternoon. It is worth, I can say, $40,000. That is what the prize is worth. We'll announce it after four. Up next, though, Tommy, I love what I see on this bit of paper in front of me. I've just got no idea how to sell it.
I don't think it makes a lot of sense.
I don't think he even understands.
No, I'm not sure. But stay tuned for that. That's up next. It involves a world record and another type of record, which may be the worst radio ever.
Stick around. It's up next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've been getting inspired to do Point to Pinnacle. I'm all on board. I've been training flat out last week. And
you have been doing a lot. Hills, because we got to get 1.2Ks up.
Yeah, you're doing an up motion, which for those people listening can't hear anything.
21Ks of running you're about to do up a mountain.
Yep. Well, I reckon I can do it as quick as Eliud Kipchoge did the marathon over the weekend. The first man to do a marathon under 2 hours.
I just don't understand how you can do that.
Do you know, I was talking to a mate about it and I didn't know this. He had 41 paces, right? So 41 people running with him who set the pace so he knows how fast he's going. He also had a car in front of him. But the reason he had so many, often you run with a pacer, like so there'll be a 2 hour 30 pacer or a 3 hour pacer, and that person is going to run. But because he's running so fast, no one can keep up with him. So that's why they needed to have so many.
So they drop off.
They drop off.
And then they go.
But even usually when they have that, they still usually have one person with him. But they didn't want anything to change for him. So they didn't want any moment where one person was leaving and another one was coming in. So he constantly had a group of pacers with him and then one had come into the group
and
one had followed off. So he always had five or six with him at least, but they were rotating through. He even said at the end, he said thanks to his pacers, who are some of the best runners in the world. Like, they had to just to keep up with him.
So they would have set their own record, surely.
Well, none of them did the whole run. That's what
course,
I mean.
Right.
They're doing a few K at a time.
Yeah, you did just explain that.
Nah, that's all right, mate. There might have been people.
Maybe they set the record for 100 metres, you know.
But he did it in 1 hour, 59, 40 seconds. The amazing thing, he did even splits for the first 21K, which is all that we're doing. He did that in under an hour, and then he did his second half in under an hour as well. Unbelievable. Two-minute 50Ks. Here's the thing where I reckon your amazement might start to wane a bit. Buzz, can we hear him going over the line, please?
Eliud Kipchoge storms into the history books in Vienna. 1:59:40, the unofficial time. The first man to run a marathon in under 2 hours. One final lung-busting stride for Kipchoge. One giant leap for human endeavour.
This is amazing, right? They said it could never be done. And the bit I really want to focus on is his name. It sounds like, to me, that Kipchoge sounds almost like they're saying, keep jogging, which would be perfect to say to a young runner growing up, keep jogging.
Kipchoge.
Hey, yeah. Hey,
that'd be funny if it did sound like that.
It does. Buzz again.
Kipchoge.
That's pretty close.
It sounds like they're saying keep chugging. If it was a train, maybe that would work.
It's still pretty good. Hey, Eliard, keep
chugging.
Keep chugging.
Play it again.
Keep chugging.
It's really great. So I want to do, give us a call, 131060. Does your last name almost sound like what people would encourage you to do at your work?
But it doesn't sound like keep jogging.
Sorry, Buzz. Biggest didn't listen to my phoner. Does your last name almost...
So if you're like a tractor driver, right, and your last name was like Digman or something, they'd be like...
That's not bad. Darren Digman. Yeah.
Like, Digman!
Digman!
Digman.
Yeah.
It's something you'd yell to him on the sidelines to keep him digging.
If you were a chef, Peter Cookfaster... Not bad.
Bit
but
more.
It only has to sound similar, right? It doesn't
what's
even
yours?
Have to be the exact same.
Yeah, it's just almost. What's bit more? What's
well,
bit
I'm more?
But what's bit more?
Just give it a bit more.
A bit more? Who's ever said to you bit more? Like if it was Sonda, our producer, it would be, her last name would be Sonda. How many times do we have to tell you we don't need those iPads? Simple things like that. Give us a call.
So what would her last name be? That's her last name or that's what we're yelling at
her? Yeah, how many times do we have to tell you we don't need those iPads? Booth.
It's a really simple concept here. 131060.
I don't know. No
I don't know.
Got a last name.
I don't know how much more I have to spell it out for
you. You've done
simpletons.
It. You spelled it out. But it's not your last name sounds like the job that you do.
No.
It's got to sound like the things
people
would yell out to you at the job
support
that you do.
Of your job. Almost like that, though. I don't want it to be exactly like that. Almost. A bit like Eliard, keep jogging.
Keep jogging.
Give us a call. 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
And right now, I think I deserve an apology. You guys doubted what I was doing with my radio craft.
Yeah, because I'm not sure people are going to specifically call about the
simple.
Right thing.
It's very simple. The marathon record was broken over the weekend. First person ever to go under 2 hours. His name is Eliard Kipchoge.
Kipchoge.
Which kind of sounds like keep jogging,
yeah.
Which is what people would say to encourage him in his profession. So I'm asking, is your last name almost what people would say to you to encourage you
but
in
not
your
is
said
your
job?
Last name like your job? It's not like Mark Lummer and he's a plumber.
No, but if it was Mark... Fix me lumming.
That's something
I'm like, that's
people
pretty
yell
good.
Out, fix me lumming.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fix
me lumming.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So let's see if people get it.
Yeah.
Helen, tell us, is look, your last name like something people would yell at you while you're at work?
Almost.
Yeah. Almost.
No, I think, you know what, it's funny, but it's maybe slightly off cue.
I'm still keen, Helen.
My surname is Child. And I'm a primary school teacher. And when I go into schools and I'm visiting and they you know, the kids look at me strange and I go, well, you know, I'm just a big kid. And then later in the day they'll get confused and call me Mrs. Kid, Mrs. Child.
I mean, that's not quite right,
no,
but it's worth calling about because I think that's very funny.
Helen,
that would have been a better call topic, I reckon, what Helen's done.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but if we're going to list all the call topics that could be better, we'll be here all day. But Helen, you did a great job. Thank you for getting involved.
Thank you,
Mrs. Child.
Kid. Yeah. Let's go to Craig. Craig, is your last name almost like something that people would say to encourage you in your work?
Oh, very close, man. Listen, my last name's Hughes, and my dad was an electrician.
So your last name's Hughes?
Yep, and
that's
my
cool.
dad was an electrician.
Yeah,
it was David Hughes, so it was D. Hughes.
That's good. Are you an electrician, Craig?
No, I wish I'd have followed in that footsteps with a bit of cash there. No, I work for Woolies, unfortunately.
You work for Woolies, and is it? Did you happen to change your last name to stock the fridges?
Chiller man.
See, Craig, thank you again.
I'm not sure Craig's quite what you're asking for.
No,
good,
but still
chat.
Good input.
But the point is, as I said at the beginning, I'm not sure people are going to call about your specific thing.
Nah, they've been great. Michelle, do you want to add to the greatness that we've had so far?
Yep. So my surname is Salemi. So all through primary school, I got teased Salami. My very first job was in a deli, an Italian deli.
Salemi.
Her last name is very similar to the job she does.
But if your last name was actually Salemi Salami, that could be it, because then it would almost be like sell me salami. And that would be perfect.
Yeah,
but it's
not.
Just salami.
Yeah.
Even if you were in sales, that would be better, because it would be like selling me something. But it's not, it's still not bad though. Michelle, I really appreciate you taking the time. You've done great. Thank you for getting involved.
You've got one more call left to see if people have understood what you've asked
look,
for.
Look, guys, it's quite a simple topic. All it is we'll go to, is it Aaron or Aran? Aaron?
Aaron.
Aaron? Good day, Aaron.
Yep.
I'm so sorry, our producers cannot spell.
No, that's how you spell Aaron.
A-R-A-N.
Yes.
Is it?
It is.
A-R-A-R-O-N.
Yeah. Yeah, but I also know an Aaron spelled A-R-A-N.
Oh, then our producers and biggest friend can't spell. Aaron, is your last name almost like something people would say in support of you when you were doing your job?
Yes. So my last name is Dole. And I used to be on the Dole for quite a few years.
Did we find it?
That's really
good. It's good.
That's great, Aaron. You've cocked it, Aaron. Buzz, give him a prize.
Aaron, you can have a $100 Coles voucher. There you go, buddy. Well done.
Oh, beautiful.
Good on you. Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little. We've been teasing it all afternoon, and right now it's time to announce this huge prize that we're giving away.
Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Penguins, 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 penguins.
Stop, you're saying it wrong.
Bang.
Winning.
Yep, Carrie and Tommy and Quark Expeditions, we could be sending you to Antarctica.
This is next level. This is worth $43,000.
Yep.
You spend 10 nights on board the Antarctic Voyage Expedition vessel and go all around exploring Argentina, Antarctica.
Amazing. You see some of the most amazing wildlife ever. You can see penguins. And all you have to do, Bickers, is hear the word that I'm writing on the page.
Yeah.
And it'll be Antarctica themed. So you've already got half the kind of clues there for you. And then I'll type a word. I'll write a word on the page and you have to listen and go, oh, that's snow. And then you win.
So that's why we've called it penguining. This was your idea.
Do you want to have a go?
Penguins.
Do you want to have a go?
Penguining.
Yeah. Do you want to have a go?
So I just want to really explain it so people understand what's happening. So you're going to use a Sharpie to write something on a piece of paper, and I've got to guess what word you're writing, and it's going to be something to do with Antarctica.
No, I'm just going to do, I'm not doing the end. Okay, I'll do something to do with
Antarctica. We should point out, we're just going to play this every day with a listener until it goes off. So it could go off tomorrow, $43,000 trip, bang, or it could take days.
Well, when we were testing the game out, Buzzy, you would have won the trip.
Yeah, straight up, first go.
Okay.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes.
Yep. Okay, ready?
Go. Yep.
Word complete.
Snow.
The word was idiot.
Nothing to do with Antarctica.
I know, but I didn't want to give you the prize because then we've got nothing left to give the people.
It didn't even sound like idiot.
Well, you've got
I'm
to
really
listen
stressed
to it.
About this.
Let's go. One more go. Let's
have a second chance. Do you want me to do an actual
A word
Antarctica
to do with
one?
Antarctica.
Okay, great,
okay,
great,
yeah,
great.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
That's way too long. I'm not. This is ridiculous. You're not going to give anyone one that long. I thought it was ice to start with.
Did you?
I thought it was ICE, but then I couldn't. I thought that's where you're going to stop.
What long word could be involved in this competition, do you reckon?
Antarctica.
Penguining.
There we go. That is how easy it is to win. Nice and easy competition. All you got to do is head to carryandtommy.com.au.
This $43,000
trip to Antarctica.
This is so good. Yep, give me another one.
The song started, but that's all right. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, I'm going to say, and Buzz today, because I've actually got a little something to bring to you guys this afternoon.
Yeah, do you, Buzzy? Well, save that. Let's tease through to that. We've got something different we want to do now.
Great, what is it?
I feel nervous when I see on the our screen, Mystery Caller.
Ooh, are you nervous because Buzz has done some prep and this has never happened before?
No, it's never happened, which is intriguing.
What's happening, Buzzy?
I've even got an opener.
Oh, my God, everyone's talking about it.
What's the haps on the apps?
Yeah. This is a What's the haps on the apps. I don't know if you remember, well, you would remember because it happened on our show. Last week, we got callers to bring back their favourite song.
Okay. Someone wanted Mamma Mia.
Yes.
So I'm going to play you the call that we had last week.
Well, we got Jordana on the line. Jordana.
How are you, Jordana?
I'm
very good.
You got $1,000 and some caramel. Congratulations.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Hell isn't yeah. it?
Or for just like bringing back one of your favourite tunes. What an easy way to win some money.
Oh, 100%. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Hundy Purr, Jordana. What tune do you want to hear?
Sand Sparrow, Black and Gold, please.
Yeah, I'm happy. Great.
Me too.
Bang it good on, pick, Buzz.
Good pick, Jordana.
Jordana.
Oh, thank
good
you.
Pick, Jordana.
Oh, I really like that last gag,
laugh,
didn't I?
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, none of that was that funny. But I want to. Did you notice anything about Jordana's voice? Did you notice anything about Jordana there?
Anything? No, she was fun.
We actually got a message on our Facebook from Indy, who is Jordana's cousin, and this is what she had to say. She said, "Hey, Carrie and Tommy, love the show. Have a story that's too good not to share. Now, last Thursday, my cousin Jordana won $1,000 on your show. What she didn't mention, though, is that she was actually in active labour, having a contraction when you called her.
What?
We all told her that she should say something, but now we have a beautiful baby girl added to our family. And the mystery caller we have on the line right now with a new baby, gorgeous baby daughter called Skylar, is Jordana. Hello, Jordana.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, my God. What are you doing with calling a radio station during labour?
I know. Tell me about it.
And I was mouthing things during labour that if we'd gone live on air, could have got us in big trouble. Were you in pain at the time?
Do you know what? I actually had a contraction when I was on the phone. So I just had to, bite my tongue. It was quite funny.
Jordana, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What's your bub's name?
Skylar.
Cute
beautiful
name.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, what a real roller coaster for
I
you.
I wish you told us at the time. We could have stayed, kept you on air till you had it.
I could have talked you through it. I've been a birthing partner before, Jordana.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
How was the labour? Is Skylar your first?
Yes, it is. Really good. Apart from the epidural.
Apart from? That's the best bit.
Well, it was good, but up until I got, itchy. Like, I was, itchy all over, and I kept scratching. I couldn't concentrate, I'm pushing her out. Oh, that was terrible.
And so did you have time then to enter other competitions with other radio stations? Did you win Mystery Sound, Beat the Bomb? Was there a few that you got off before the birth, or was it just ours?
Just yours.
I'm surprised you didn't call her Carrie, maybe, you know, since you were calling us at the time.
Oh, you could have gone with Tommy, T-O-M-I.
Tommy could have been good.
Yeah, Tommy's a cute girl's name.
Or Buzz.
I like it.
Don't ignore that, Jordana. Hey, we've also got $100 to spend with Tradie Baby. They'll look after all your baby needs.
I really appreciate that.
Don't celebrate too hard. You might go into labour again.
You should point out they're not going to look after all of your baby needs.
For $100
they just
worth.
Do clothes. So.
They'll do $100
baby sisters.
Tradie Baby needs.
They're not going to burp it in the middle of the night or anything.
No, get in touch with the folks at Tradie Baby. They might come round. Hey,
all
thanks,
the best
Jordana.
With everything, thank Jordana.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Up next to drive you home is Husey with Ed Cavalier.
Okay, guys.
Yes. What? Pointy end. Mars Singer? Is that where you...
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, we can get to that, but something even more...
That is tonight at 7.30, okay. Yep. Mars Singer.
Great to be here.
The final six sing, guys. The whole everyone who's left sing. So it's all about the singing, less about the guessing.
Thank goodness.
Surely it's still about the guessing.
Mate, look, let's just focus on the singers. Can we do that?
What's happened? Have people guessed them all now or something?
Mate, no, I'm not saying... No, at the time we had no idea what was going on, is all I can say.
I'm still...
That sounds very defensive.
It sounds like you don't get any correct from here on in. Is that what happened?
Anyway, let's go back to Ed, because I was intrigued by what Ed was going to say.
Hughie's now, he's doing show and tell today. He's about
at
to...
At school?
No,
on the show?
Yeah, with us right now. He's about to hold something up to the camera that sadly you're going to have a look
see.
At. This one.
What is that? Is that a sock?
That's a sock. And what's on the end of the sock?
Is that blood?
Is that chewing gum?
That's blood.
Oh,
that's
why?
The inside of Husey's sock.
Why?
Have you started running again?
Yes,
I've
started
running again. Are you going to join us on Point to Pinnacle? Is that what's happening?
I was thinking about Point to Pinnacle today as I ran 5 kilometres and bled almost to death.
How quick were you doing Kipchoge pace?
I know, I'm not doing Kipchoge pace, which is under, that is really fast. That's really quick.
Can I throw something in the mix here? I just finished
the world record holder. Sorry, I'm just Hughes is pointing out that he's fast. Yes.
well spotted. Yeah. I just finished reading a book called The Sports Gene, which is all about genetics and sport. And yeah. The Kenyans are blessed with a part that the type of some Kenyans.
Sounds racist.
No, it's not. It's accurate.
Sounds quite racist.
No, he's backtracking. Some Kenyans. The Kenyans or some Kenyans. Maybe.
It's not all Kenyans.
But you said blessed. You said blessed. It's blessed. When you say the Kenyans are cursed.
No, they're not. No, goodness, no. No.
There can still be positive racism, right?
It's not. But they're all kind of there can also just be positive facts racism. About Kenyans.
Okay, give us a fact, Ed.
Thank you, Carrie. The journalist in the room would like a fact.
What's your fact?
Some Kenyans are blessed with the desired leg type in order to have the fastest possible long distance speed. Where in your whereabouts on your body do you want the least amount of weight in order to be a good long distance runner?
Your top half.
Your feet.
Incorrect.
I reckon your feet.
No, all feet. Incorrect.
Your knees.
Head.
Ankle.
No, head is also incorrect, but thank you for saying it.
Hips.
Fingers. Fingers are also incorrect. This
neck.
Is fun. No, not your neck.
Well, I don't know, mate. We've named it almost every bone in the body.
It's not your bum. It is between your ankle and your knee.
Oh, thin.
And Kenyans are blessed with incredibly
calves.
Thin.
That, I've got chicken. I've got chicken calves.
Then, mate, you're a big
good.
Chance.
So if you've got cankles, you're no good.
No good.
Cankles.
So if you look at the Kenyan runners, they're blessed with that. There you go.
Actually, now I look down, I've got one cankle. I've got one cankle and one chicken calf.
One cankle?
After I almost bled to death today on a 5-kilometer run, look at my sock. It's on my Instagram if you want to see how much blood came out.
You can put
out.
It down, mate. We've seen it.
No, well, you need to have a good look at it.
I can see it.
What
it's
a hook,
disgusting.
What a hook through to the socials. You've got Kim Kardashian nuding up and you've got Hughes's bloody sock.
Yeah,
Instagram?
You people who are doing this peer to pinnacle thing, or what is
point
it?
Point to pinnacle.
Point to pinnacle.
Yeah.
It's 21 kilometres strictly up.
That's why you should join us. Yes,
you guys
straight
have
up.
No chance.
1.2 Ks in the air.
You guys
this
have no chance.
Up. I can't well, believe you're doing
it. Say that to my
tiny
spindly calf.
I'm walking, but Tommy reckons he's going to run it.
Oh, no, you're no chance.
I saw your partner is doing
Chris.
Socials about it, yes.
Yeah, he's doing
walks.
It too. Yes.
And he's going to – that's going to be hard for you, him, everyone. It's going to be really hard.
Yeah, we weren't trying to do something easy. We're trying to do something hard.
You're going to get on the
point.
EPO? You need EPO.
I'm going to get on whatever the Kenyans are on.
What, just
tiny calves.
Ankle thinner.
Ankle thinner.
Maybe that's a surgery specialty over there.
Ankle thinner is a great idea.
All right, we're out of here. Hughes and Ed Cavalier next. We'll drive you home. Great afternoon, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.